Hi, this is Wayne Heimbach for Labor Express. One of the most important things that happens for a lot of working people in this country is that they are part of one of the few places where there's real democracy, if it works, in our society. That's in the unions that they belong in. That people have a right to vote, and often they know the candidates for the offices that they're talking about. And like with any other process, there can be problems. But what's still important in our unions is that we have people who are willing to fight for democratic unions and willing to show that if you don't have a democratic union, you have a weak union. And what we're going to be talking about today is that process. We're not going to be talking about it in the abstract. We're talking about a real campaign here in Chicago that has implications for what's going on around the country. And this has to do with the union, the Teamsters Union, here in Chicago, Local 743, but also with the Teamsters election that's going on throughout the country this fall and into the later part of the year. And to get a sense of what all of these issues are and why people feel so strongly about this, we're going to be talking to Christine Royster, who's a Teamster, a member of Teamsters Local 743. She works at Blue Cross Blue Shield and is a candidate for International Vice President for the International Union on the Tom Leadham Rank and File Power Slate. So welcome, Christine.
Hello.
And we're also talking with Richard Berg, who's a member of a 743 slate here in Chicago in 743. And we'll get a sense from Richard what that means, is that you have these campaigns are going on at the same time, what those issues are and how they work together. And Richard is a union steward at the University of Chicago Hospital, and he was a delegate to the recent Teamsters convention. We're also talking with William Jenkins, who is also a member of 743. He was at the convention working for Labor Beat and was also on the slate for convention delegates and is an employee over at Rush Presbyterian. So welcome, Richard and Jenkins. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, how's it going, Wayne? Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here, Wayne.
Okay, good. Welcome to Labor Express. Christine, let's start with you. You're running as a candidate on a slate for one of the more important positions within the union movement in this country. Why are you doing that?
It's time for a change. It's time for a positive change. The old guards are not in tune with the wishes and the desires of the members or the rank and file people.
And how are they not in tune with rank and file wants? What's the process there? You look around, you see a problem, you want to deal with it. What's the problem that you see?
On the international level, it's I think it's a problem of being able to even relate to what people want or desire or need. These people have never been rank and file people, some of them. A lot of them are not women, nor are they African Americans or Hispanics, which is a large portion of our local and our union at large.
One of the things that people hear about or think about when they think of the Teamsters Union, it's less so maybe than before, but truck drivers. And that's not the reality of the Teamsters. It hasn't been that way for a long time. So from your perspective and working at Blue Cross Blue Shield, I assume you're not a truck driver there. How do you look at the union? How do you look at your union and who composes it?
What you said is interesting, because when we were being organized by Local 743, I asked the question, what can truck drivers union do for us? My job site is basically clerical, and I don't think that most of the people that are either on our local or in the international are familiar with the problems of clerical workers, carpal tunnel syndrome, feeling that we are entitled to a say in our contracts. They're not addressing the needs of the people.
Richard, let's talk a little bit about your background as a steward and somebody who's been fighting in the union, not against the union, but in the union, often against your employer, if you will, for some time. If you look at the changes that have been going on both within the economy but also within your union, what changes do you see that's led you to support an international slate but also to be working very diligently in your own local for some changes there as well?
Yeah, I think unions are the place, they're the organizations of working people. They're where we can make a change, where we can come together and have more power than just your average Joe or Jane on the job. And it's so important for us. Every day we go to work, and we shouldn't have to fight with everything we have just to get basic dignity and respect that all humans should have. And so unions have played that role. And when unions are at their best, people have a voice on the job. They feel a part of what's going on, and they're able to live a decent life. When unions become corrupt and union officials start using the union as to enrich themselves and forget about the rank-and-file working people, these things start to go sideways, and management starts to take advantage, and we lose that dignity and respect, and we lose decent livelihood.
And just to be real clear about what we're talking about here, we're talking about two separate but connected campaigns. And could you just give us a little bit of a timeline and exactly what are we talking about with these campaigns? What is up for election this year?
Sure, Wayne. There's going to be two elections this fall. In our local union, we'll be electing our executive board for Local 743. And then also almost simultaneously, there's an international union election. We call it international because we have members in Canada and Puerto Rico and a couple other places. Most of them are in the United States. But it's our national union plus those other countries. For the international union, we nominated officers at our convention recently. We nominated the Tom Leadham rank-and-file power slate. They'll be running against the incumbents who is headed up by Jimmy Hoffa in their slate. Locally, we're going to have nominations in September. And the 743 new leadership slate, which we're a part of, will be nominating officers to run against the old guard people that are in there now. The ballots for the international will go out in early October and will be counted in November of this year. For Local 743, the ballots will go out in early November and be counted in December of this year.
Jenkins, one of the things that I think is true for a lot of working people who are in unions, and this is true, I think, for people who both like or don't like so much their own unions, is that they're proud to be in union. A lot of them, they'll carry their card and feel real proud that they have a union card. When you talk to people you work with, do they have that pride in 743, as far as you're concerned? And what do you feel is lacking if they don't, or what do you want to encourage if there is that feeling that there's something important they're relating to if they're in the union?
Well, a lot of people at Rush are losing faith in 743 at the current moment. My main concern is education, getting total member involvement within the union, within that local, explain their contracts, explain their rights, open more educational, programs for the members. You know, in 743, you have members that's not making as much money, and so you have to open that up for low income families to be eligible for these scholarship programs. You have to open up more tutoring centers within the local, to help members' children get that education.
I also want to start sort of a discussion with you that we're going to go with the other people as well, which is some of the issues that you guys are involved with both the international and in your local elections. You were at the international convention in a very different role from most people. It was not so much just as an observer, but as a chronicler. You were there, you were taping a lot of stuff. When you looked at the convention and you looked at what was going on there, what was the main feeling you got, or the main idea you got about what was happening within the Teamsters Union?
A half a stage show. Every time one of the Tom Leadham delegates got up to the mic, it was like a bunch of bees swarming around a plant. And a lot of the delegates couldn't get to the mic to express the issues.
So one of the things that you didn't see so much, at least as far as you could tell what was going on, was a kind of open discussion and democracy that you would want to see in the union movement. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. Let's go into some of the issues. And Christine, let me come back to you. Again, you're running for international vice president on the Tom Leadham rank and file power slate. And when you look at the union and you talk to people about the changes that you want to make, what kind of issues do you talk to them about that you think is important for them to vote for you and for your slate?
The main issues that I talk to them about is or are things like decent contracts, open contract negotiation information. Nobody has the right to make decisions based on what you're going to have to live with for 3 or 4 years and not advise you or inform you or find out what specifically you want. And that has been happening.
How's it been happening? What kind of things have they been doing?
At Blue Cross, we just had negotiations. What we lost, what they did was they did not inform us kind of along the way. I'm not saying that we're supposed to have input every step of the way. But what they did was they extended the negotiations and went 2 months over the time that it should have gone. Nobody knew anything. Nobody informed us of what was going on. And when it came out, they took us to a meeting, went over it quickly, did not advise us of things like we were forced into PTO, which is paid time off, as versus to having a completely separate sick time and vacation time. People lose with that, and the company gains with that.
Richard, let's talk to you a little bit about the same issue. If you look at the issues that are out there with the International Union, what do you see as being important for you that there should be a change at the top of the Teamsters Union?
Well, and we support the Tom Leadham rank and file power slate, and the reason for that is rank and file power is, you know, basically that says it for us. It says working people should control their union. When you count on saviors to be the good guy to do the good thing for you, usually things start to go sideways. I mean, the pressures get on any one person. The power in a union doesn't come from having a smart union official. It comes from the workers, because they do all the work. That's where the power really is. And when we're united around specific issues, we can make a difference. In the Teamsters, we saw that. Before Hoffa got in there, we had a major strike at United Parcel Service nationwide, where workers across the country, you know, full-time workers went on strike, not for themselves as much as for the part-time workers. The slogan was, part-time America just won't work. And part-timers, who are very hard people to organize, went out on strike. And we created full-time decent jobs, you know, tens of thousands of them, at the United Parcel Service. It was because the workers stood together and really captured the imagination of the American people. And it showed the kind of power we can have if we stand together and are willing to make demands in a unified way. That hasn't happened in the Teamsters since Jimmy Hoffa took over. Jimmy Hoffa is a let's make a deal kind of person. The perks have went up. Union officials now take several salaries. They're making more money than they ever have from our dues. They're not spending it on trying to organize and better the conditions of workers, but they're spending it on enriching themselves. And that's what has to stop, and that's what Tom Leadham and the rank and file power slate, I think, will do.
Great. Jenkins, let's talk a little bit about, let's reflect that, what they're talking about with the internationals, bring it here to Chicago. When you look at 743, are there particular issues that you think are really important for you and for people who, like yourself, are trying to make some kind of a change that you think is enough to convince people that they should look towards your 743 new leadership slate rather than to support the people who are already in there? I mean, let's talk about some of the more specific issues of why, you know, people should vote for the people you're supporting rather than for the people who are already in there. What specifically do you think is a problem?
Getting fair contracts. Under the table deals with management, taking away some of the management rights at work, I mean, at Rush.
When you were at the convention, you were taping interviews and you were taping stuff that was going on the floor, were people talking about the same kind of issues there that you have here in 743 or at Rush?
No. They were, talking about, the strike fund, the salary cap. That was, the main issue, the constitutional change in the Constitution.
Well, let's talk about some of those issues, Christine. Could Jenkins just mentioned about, you know, strike funds and salary caps and some of the things that were brought up at the convention. Could you talk a little bit about what those things are and what your slate is proposing for that?
Yeah. In terms of the salary caps, we feel that the salaries could be capped at $150,000 a year, that the amounts that are currently being made, like $200,000 or thereabout, could go to increasing the strike fund, setting up an organizing unit at the International, which we had a really good one, but it was dismantled and it really went down. We are steadily losing members. I think at the convention it was mentioned that we've lost 2,000 members and only gained back, in percentile-wise, 11%, you know, organized 11% more people. So I'm sure that that translates to a bigger loss.
Teamsters used to have a reputation for being good organizers, and you're saying that that's not the situation anymore, and that your slate, the Tom Leadham rank-and-file slate, would be able to change that. Is that right?
Exactly. And one of the reasons that we aren't able to organize is the union no longer stands for what it used to. It no longer stands for protection. It no longer stands for giving you, giving the working person a fair deal. Even in the playing field between big corporations and a little everyday working person.
Richard, these are some of the issues that are at the international level. When you're talking to people here in Chicago, what's of interest to them? Are these interests important? I mean, Christine works here in Chicago as well, but if we're talking about your 743 slate, do people, are they concerned about these international issues? And I'm sure you also have issues locally that people are interested in as well. What's the dynamic there? What are people interested in what they're talking about?
Well, certainly there's a relationship. People don't like to see their dues money be wasted on huge salaries and perks, send the executive board to Hawaii for a vacation and call it some kind of conference or whatever. They want to see it. They don't mind paying dues if it's paid to go to their benefits. And when that's not happening, that disgusts them. When they see the union officials give themselves $65 a day walking around money when they're at a convention, but only expect them to live on $55 a week in strike benefits if they go out on strike, that bothers them. So there's a relationship. At the convention, in the International, we put forward resolutions saying that members should be able to see their union contracts before they vote on them. Simple things like that have a direct effect on the people here, and so they have a concern at that level. But mostly, working people are concerned about their own specific condition. At the beginning of the show, I talked a little bit about dignity and respect on the job. I think that's the most important thing to people. When you spend 40 hours a week at work, you don't want to be disrespected and treated regularly in a disrespectful way. When a union's strong, management has to respect every single worker. And I think that's the most important thing to people. Beyond that, I think they want to be able to provide for their family in a reasonable way. They want to be able to educate their children in a quality way as good as they are. If your children are brilliant, they should be able to go to Harvard. If your children are more average, like some of us, they should be able to go to a school where they can get a good job when they get out. And so things like that, people should be able to take a nice vacation. Those are issues people have on the job, and they're reasonable. And when unions are strong, they're achievable.
Jenkins, I mean, Richard was just giving us, I think, a real vision for what he sees a union movement being able to provide for people. I was wondering if you could talk about that, too. What's your vision of your union, of 743, at Rush, around Chicago, but also internationally? If you got what you wanted and you got the kind of response from the leadership, or you changed the leadership, what do you expect from that? Where do you think this could go? What's your vision for the future?
My vision for the future is total educating the members, mm-hmm. and getting total member involvement within the local and international. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of members that don't understand international issues. They don't even have a book on the Constitution and don't understand the Constitution. Simple things. Mm-hmm. And that's why education is so important, to educate our members and get total member involvement. Mm-hmm. you know.
And do you think that the changes that you're talking about would bring those kind of changes? It's very difficult in this society to do that. But you have enough confidence in the changes that you're talking about that would bring it along, do you think?
Most definitely.
Why?
Because Tom Leadham, rank and file, power slate, the new leadership, that's the platform we stand on. We stand on that platform of total member involvement. And we stand on that platform of getting the members more educated in what's going on in their local. And just totally pull more members in.
Christine, let's talk about some of the issues that you talked about at the international that are very important to you. And you mentioned a number of them, talking about salary caps, talk about new organizing. But I know that you're also very concerned about diversity at the international level. Could you talk about that? I mean, why do you feel that the issue of race and gender are issues that are important to people running for international office?
People tend to be more representative of the people that they are representing, without saying it twice, if they know what these people's feelings are. I mean, we could not expect a panel of African-American women to know what black, white truck drivers are going through. It's just a common sense thing. People more understand what people are relating to, what their problems are, if they can relate to them. I mean, it's as simple as that. And in terms of education, if we can get members to realize that they are the union, that would be a big, big step. They are the union. They have the power to do anything within the union.
Well, do you think that there's a problem at the international level of race and gender and equality with different people within the union?
Oh yeah. There are on the current executive board slate. What is it? Hoffa Unity Slate. There's one female. There are two blacks. There are no Hispanics. There are no Asians. It's just all Caucasian men.
And your slate?
Our slate has four women. Our slate has four African Americans, one Asian, and the rest white men. Mm-hmm. But that still is diverse, and it's reflective of the union.
One of the issues that I think is real important for any union, and that's true on the international or local level, is accountability. I mean, people every month pay their dues to a union. And I don't know if when that happens, people always trust where that money is going, but they're always concerned about it. And people don't usually mind paying that. They understand that you have to pay your dues. But with that issue of accountability, Richard, let me ask you, do you feel that there are any issues at the international or local level that are important for this discussion?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's been a big issue. I mean, because it comes out of your check once a month, your dues, and it's like, where does it go? People that take the time to go to the union meetings get like some incomprehensible report that has to be read to them. People should know in a very detailed way where their money goes. In our local, there was recently just a big scandal, and it had a tragic effect. $16 million, which is a heck of a lot of money, disappeared from the 743 Health and Welfare Fund. Nobody's sure if this is incompetence or corruption or what happened to the money, but the effect was it was set aside to be the health insurance for thousands of Teamsters, mostly immigrants, at a number of different factories, warehouses, and shops in the Chicagoland area. Thousands of people lost their health insurance because this money disappeared, and we have no clue where it went. Mm-hmm. This should never happen. Accountability is key to any reform movement, and if any union is going to be successful, all the members should know where all their money goes to. And also, I should say, the union officials should be accountable, too. You shouldn't be able to survive as a union official if you're a deal maker. The only way you should be able to survive on a job as a business agent, union representative, or president of a union even, is if you are accountable to the rank and file. If you're doing what they say, that should be your key to success. Anything else should be failure. And So whether it be money or doing a good job representing the people, accountability is a key thing.
Jenkins, you have a lot of issues here, and I think that's an important consideration. When you look down the road, do you think that people are going to say, yeah, you're right, that this is the way to go, this is, that you guys have a lot to say, both at the international level and also at the local level, or do you think it's going to be a hard fight and slugging you through to try to make sure that you can get your ideas out? How do you feel about that?
I think the members would agree with everything we are saying. We out there, we're trying to get as much literature out there about their rights and about the platform of the new leadership slate and Tom Needham's rank and file power slate. And so we trying to get the membership involved and educated.
Well, you practice what you preach then, and that's what it's all about. Christine, let me just ask you just a final round. As you look, I mean, you're running not just here in Chicago or 743, but you're running for an international office. That's an important position. Do you think that the campaign that you guys are running is going to be successful? And do you feel that it's already had any kind of a change with the outlook of people have in your union, or how do you feel about it?
I definitely think it's going to be successful. I would not have joined the slate if I didn't think so. You said in terms of the outlook of the people, I think that the people are more able to identify with the people that are on our slate. I think that they feel that we would have their best interests at heart because it's the same as ours. So, I mean, to me, if you serve the people, then you're not going to have a problem.
Good. Okay, Richard, you talk a lot about your vision, and that's real important. And that vision has to be turned into reality somehow for it to come into fruition. When you look at what you're doing here in 743 in Chicago, it's a big local, wide variety of people participating, and also it's very difficult local to work in. You have a lot of small shops and everything. How are you going to do it? I mean, how do you feel about the contest that you're in now?
Like Christina, we're very confident, I think. I've been involved in a member of Local 743 for 13 years now, and the reform movement in our local has grown by leaps and bounds. The fact that we just won an election recently against the old guard to become delegates to the International Union Convention, to go there and represent the members, is a good indicator that we're moving ahead. And the workers... people understand that things are not going well and have for some time. The hard thing is what you said, is getting people organized, some of the things that Jenkins talked about, educating the members and having us all come together around a common program. And that's happening with the 743 new leadership slate. If I could, I'd like to tell people how to get a hold of us if they're interested. For the international election, anybody that's listening that's a Teamster or is interested in the Teamsters election, our website is www.leedham.org. That's www.leedham.org. For people interested in the local 743 election, the 743 new leadership slate phone number is 773-258-1510.
One of the things that's exciting about campaigns in this union or any other union is that you have people who are fighting for the future and fighting for some sense of what's going on. And with that, what we'd like to do is thank our guests. We're talking to Christine Royster, who is a Teamster, works at Blue Cross Blue Shield. She's running as a candidate for International Vice President of the Teamsters Union on the Tom Leedham rank and file power slate. We're also talking with Richard Berg, who works at the University of Chicago Hospitals. He is a steward at the UMC Hospitals and was a delegate to the recent Teamster Convention and is part of a slate here in Chicago running in Teamsters Local 743.
Sure.
We're also talking with William Jenkins, who's a longtime supporter of Labor Express and does work with Labor Beat. He's also in 743. He was at the convention as a journalist and works at Rush Presbyterian, has his own perspective on the importance of getting out the word to rank and file about what's going on. And I thank you guys very much for your interviews and wish you much luck.
Thank you for having us.